Welcome, listeners, to another edition of The Flash. Today, we're diving into a mix of topics that are shaping our world. First on the docket, a landmark legal trial involving a former U.S. president that's making history in New York City. Then, we'll shift gears to explore the evolving dynamics of the U.S. labor market as it undergoes transformative changes. And finally, we'll highlight some extraordinary individuals set to receive the nation's highest civilian honor from President Joe Biden. Stay tuned for a riveting episode that delves into these pivotal moments. Our first segment takes us to the courtroom in New York City, where former President Donald Trump faces criminal charges, marking a significant moment in U.S. legal history. Sean, can you unfold this story for us?
Absolutely, Wendy. The ongoing trial against Donald Trump is rooted in a 2016 hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. This situation alone is unique because it's one of the few times a former U.S. president has faced criminal charges. The indictment accuses Trump of 34 counts of falsifying business records linked to this payment, managed through his then-attorney, Michael Cohen. A pivotal moment in the trial was the testimony of Douglas Dass, who's responsible for processing electronic devices for the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. His testimony shed light on the contents found on Michael Cohen's iPhones, including a significant recording between Cohen and Trump discussing arrangements to purchase another story, this time about Karen McDougal, to prevent it from hurting Trump's image. Moreover, the proceedings have been marked by Trump's frustration over a gag order, which he claims restricts his right to free speech. His grievances have garnered attention in light of the anticipated testimony of Keith Davidson, pivotal in the negotiations of silence regarding alleged affairs with Trump. Perhaps the most damning evidence thus far comes from an audio recording where Trump expressed disdain over the arrangements, contradicting previous claims of his unawareness. This trial is more than allegations of hush money. It's a closer examination of actions that may have trespassed legal bounds in an effort to influence public perception.
Thank you, Sean, for that detailed account. It's clear this trial holds weight not only in its legal implications, but also in its broader impact on public trust and the interplay of power and law. Shifting our focus to another pivotal domain, let's delve into the U.S. labor market. Eugene, what are you finding on this front?
The labor market is indeed seeing interesting shifts, Wendy. We're witnessing a divide, with skilled and knowledge-based jobs moving in opposite directions. This division underscores a transformative period economically and a changing job landscape, navigating through what some experts call the Great Stay. A focal point of this transformation is the increase in demand for skilled labor, contrasting with a higher unemployment rate among white-collar professionals. This scenario, described as a buyer's market for brain and a seller's market for brawn, points to changing tides in employment opportunities and reflects wider economic policies. Strikingly, consumer outlook on job availability has dimmed, with many feeling pessimistic about the job market's future. However, the resilience of the labor market is signaled by strong payroll data, suggesting an adaptation to these shifting dynamics. Moreover, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's stance on maintaining interest rates mirrors a balancing act between curbing inflation and supporting employment growth. This nuanced approach hints at the complexity of managing economic policies in response to labor market changes.
Fascinating insights, Eugene. The labor market's evolution speaks volumes about our economy's adaptability and resilience. Moving to a brighter note, Rachel, tell us about the remarkable individuals President Biden is honoring with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Certainly, Wendy. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is a prestigious honor, and this year's recipients are a testament to the impact one can have across various fields. From environmental advocacy and legislative leadership to pioneering in arts and sports, these individuals have made significant contributions. Notables include former Vice President Al Gore for his climate change efforts, Nancy Pelosi for her extensive service, entrepreneur Michael Bloomberg, and actress Michelle Yeoh. Additionally, Olympic champion Katie Ledecky and others have been recognized for their influence and achievements. This year's ceremony not only celebrates individual successes, but also the collective progress these awardees symbolize in advancing societal values, peace, and prosperity. It's a powerful message of inspiration, highlighting leadership, hard work, and dedication.
Thank you, Rachel. It's truly inspiring to see such diverse contributions being celebrated. As we conclude this episode of The Flash, we've explored a historical trial, evolving labor market trends, and the celebration of remarkable contributions to society. Each story reflects significant facets of our world today, legal, economic, and societal. Remember, it's all about knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Until next time. Thank you for tuning into The Flash. Today, we navigated through historical legal proceedings, examined shifts in the labor market, and celebrated the achievements of distinguished Americans. It's narratives like these that enrich our understanding and challenge our perspectives. Stay curious, stay informed. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Until next episode, take care.